Trace, Tourism Australia's beach ambassador, has named our top 20 beaches. Someone gets to be a beach.
You know how.
I know. Yes. That's honestly. I read that bit and I was meant to be all interested in the beaches, but I saw that Tourism Australia have a beach ambassador and I thought, damn, I'd like to be a beach ambassador. I love the beach.
See, I wouldn't, but you would. You love the beach. You're tanned. I couldn't go out there and be a beach ambassador. You want to be a poster boy for Qantas, maybe you could aim to be a beach ambassador for Tourism Australia.
I'd love that. So, you know, Tourism Australia, you know where to knock. Here I am. I'll be here till probably about midday, so give us a...
maybe a bit early if there's no bosses around.
see what happens, but give us a buzz here, honestly. I'll get involved. I'll go to the beaches. I'll take photos.
Imagine that, and your job is just to go to every beach and take photos and then blog about it.
Yep. Oh,
dream job.
Yeah, I know. So I've got to get back to this actual story. But
okay, sorry, yeah.
I must say, I have been, ever since I read that, been daydreaming all morning at the lucky bugger that gets to be the beach ambassador. I'm sure they actually have to do some work. Like, I'm sure I can't just get this gig as a beach ambassador and just lie on the beach and just take a couple of photos and do nothing else. Like, I'm probably going to have to do presentations. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's Tourism Australia.
Okay, I think, yeah.
I'll have to be doing some presentation, doing the click-throughs and going, this is why our beach
Oh, well, you're stuffed.
Yeah, I know. You know how to do them, though. I'll make you my assistant beach ambassador.
Okay. And I'll do your PowerPoint presentations for you. And then you get all the glory and get all that, and I'm just sitting at home doing your presentation.
I'm just Insta, like photos at the beach, just living my best life, and then I'm like, email to Trace, we've got one of those damn presentations coming up, Trace.
Here's your stupid PowerPoint. I don't mind it.
So our top three, they've if you want to go looking, they've got like named 20 beaches. Though Trace isn't happy with some of the names of beaches, are you?
No. Go through a couple of them because I'm going to go through a couple. Like the Lock and Gorge in Victoria, the Neck in Tasmania, Dudley Beach in New South Wales. They just don't sound like nice beaches.
What's wrong with Dudley Beach?
Dudley Beach. Like, we've got Nudie Beach in Fitzroy Island up there, Frangipani Beach in Cape York. Like, they sound like good beaches.
Oh, it sounds like you're having a bit of a state versus state beach off.
Yeah, well, New South Wales got crap. Look at us. We didn't have any in this area make this list. Like, look at our beautiful beaches.
Who
in our
got the
here.
Best beaches? Like, we just. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should start ringing up stations within our network from different states. And we'll just we'll give them a massive spray saying, oh, you think you've got good beaches? You ain't got good beaches. Unless, though, you live in WA, who apparently have the number one beach. But third position, Queensland does represent, the Spit. See, that's not a great name.
No, the Spit, Queensland, and they interviewed people from there last night saying that's been named number third beach in all of Australia, and people down there couldn't believe it. They're saying it's not the best one down the Gold Coast, so, yeah, not sure what's going on there.
Oh, Gold Coastians are saying, like, even within our beaches, that's not the best beach.
Yes. Ah. So I don't know who's picking this,
Oh, I've already told you, Tourism Australia's ambassador.
He's obviously, you could probably take his job then.
We honestly spent the first 2 minutes talking about who put this list together.
Yeah, I switched off after. I'd love to be a beach ambassador.
So it was Tourism Australia's beach ambassador, Trace.
Okay.
Just to catch you up with this story. That's the person that's put together this top 20.
You wanted to be one.
And then I wanted to be it. So that was, spent a fair amount of time on that, actually. Number two, best beach in all of Australia, Horseshoe Bay, New South Wales. So that's very south of Sydney.
Okay, that sounds nice. I'll give it that. That's the pretty name.
Yeah, I looked at it. Seems like a good one. But numero uno, as voted by Tourism Australia's beach ambassador, that's who's put together this list, in case anyone wasn't sure about that. Misery Beach, WA.
That sounds like sometimes working with you back in the day when I had a bad day. Off to Misery Beach.
So, I don't know if this has got to do with its past. It didn't used to look as pretty as it does now because it was a former whaling station. So, it was blood red. Poor whales were dead and being processed there. Oh. But that's all done. They're not doing that anymore, obviously, because you're not going to name that as the best beach. Because that would be a horror show for the kids if they think they're going to a nice...
Yeah, and the beach ambassador's really stuffed up if he's named that.
Yeah, let's just start a whisper campaign about how bad the beach ambassador's doing. So
get Ambrose on it.
Yeah. So today, if you're knocking about Bundy, just start some rumours. Go, psst, have you heard about that terrible beach ambassador that Tourism Australia's got?